Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know what keeps me jazzed, man? Through the roof, jazzed. Check this out. I come in here. I got to get to it. Give me 1 second. I got to read this. You see where I'm coming from. My man, Dale, I got to read this. I'm getting it. So, my man Dale sends me a note this morning. Dale is a guy that listens, that I'm now enamored with his kindness and his generosity. Dale is a guy who has a very successful pool company. Very successful. Dale walked into the house with us of a couple that whose home had just burned down, and he paid for their new home. Wrote them a check. A month or so later, he walked into a house, and I was there again because this woman who was battling cancer, mouth cancer, really bad, amazing woman, just tremendous courage, and he wrote her a $10,000 check. Because they're behind in the mortgage payments and car payments, and hubby's trying to keep her alive, man. God bless him. This is what makes my life real. This is what makes what we do magnificent. So I get this note from Dale this morning. Hope you're feeling well today. I'm not. Check this out. Why don't we give away 2 swimming pools to children that need to swim with MS or other ailments? Would be great in the hot summer. Furnace up to 24 foot, filter, pump, entry ladder, the whole thing. Each pool kit is about $50,000. Now, this just came in, and we haven't worked out the details. And I'm not announcing this now. I'm just telling you what is out there in the greatness, in the compassion, in the kindness, and the significance of strangers. I don't want you to get caught up in the mayhem. We're all going to die. Everyone's going to get shot. Mass shootings. Everybody has to have a gun. Hey, I don't judge folks who have firearms. I'm just not a firearms guy. I got kids in the house, and my son is very, very inquisitive, as I was at that age. I was obsessed with guns at that age. I had a BB gun, maybe it's 8 years old. Then I had a pellet gun. Then I had a 22 long rifle. Then I had a shotgun, 30-06, you name it. I shot it. Rifle team in college. I don't want a gun in the house with my 10-year-old looking around and his boys running around the house. It's just my thing. I don't have time to train, and I don't feel comfortable. It's been 20 plus years since I held a gun, and I'm not going to start this weekend. But I don't judge you folks. I think everybody makes choices. I would hope that the choice you make includes extensive training. I was at lunch with my family last weekend. There was a Mexican restaurant, very good, and South Hills. And there was a really cool gun store there. My son wanted to look at the guns. You couldn't get in there, man. It was packed. And you couldn't get ammo. Did you hear the guy calling in the last hour? He had to wait 2 hours to get 2 boxes of ammo. That scares me, man. That makes me nervous. Because it becomes amateur hour, man. And we've become this gun nation. My boy Billy sent me a series of mass shootings in the last 7 days, and there have been, what do you say, more than a dozen. Most of them in high crime cities, clubs, inner cities. Then you throw in the mass shooting in Atlanta, the mass shooting in that we just saw at the grocery store in Colorado. I just want all of us to understand the big picture here is that I believe there's more greatness than animus in the world. I believe there are more Dales out there. Who sends me a note this morning saying, hey, man, let's give away $100,000 worth of pools. What? Who? I just want to hug them. We will figure out a way to do that. I promise you. I wanted to grab one of my boys, Jimmy Clare. Ex-Marine, has a very successful business. Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you, sir?
How long have you carried a concealed carry, sir?
Well over 20 years.
Why?
You have a great subject here, Marty, because you know what? You cannot tell people enough of how responsible you have to be. It's all about the training. Your guys before us hit it. You've got to train to carry this thing. And I can't stress it enough.
It's interesting, Jimmy, because your whole career is based on driver training, meticulous, by the book, making sure that folks drive a car to their maximum safety level, right? Right?
That's your thing. That's correct.
And I'm saying that because I think you feel the same way about guns, don't you?
Absolutely. The responsibility of just owning one, and I don't care if it's a BB gun, you've got to treat that thing as it will hurt somebody really badly, just like a car, same way.
Hey, man, one of the things that you do that I love, you send me pictures of your granddaughter. Does it ever make you uncomfortable that you have young, beautiful kids around you and you have a gun, sir?
Not at all.
Okay.
As long as you're responsible, you train. They're locked up. I have a gun safe. They're locked up. She can't access it whatsoever. There's no way possible for her to get at it. And the other thing to look at too, Marty, when we were kids, you drive down to the city of Pittsburgh. There was a cop on just about every corner in the city of Pittsburgh.
It's true.
They're not there anymore.
No, they're not.
They're not there anymore.
No way.
I'm not paranoid.
No.
I train with it. And if anything were to happen, I'm going to be prepared for it. I hope and pray every day that I never have to pull that thing out. Hope and pray.
Hey, I heard my boy Dayton yesterday saying there are about 40,000 car accident deaths a year and there are 40,000 gun deaths a year. So why don't we quit? So using that analogy, why don't we just quit driving? That doesn't make sense. It's a false narrative.
No, not at all. Not at all, Martin. And you hit it a couple times and you did the subject. There is no way all these guns are coming up the streets. But the thing is, I don't know what the answer is, but people have got to be trained with these things. Like these lines, you see these people going to get these gun permits. I would bet 80% of them, 90% of them, they're going to go get that permit. They got a weapon. It's going to sit in the closet. They'll never pull that thing out ever again as long as they live.
That's right. So you've had the gun 20, 30 years. Have you ever fired it in self-defense, sir?
Negative.
No.
I hope I never do.
No.
I hope I never do.
That's fascinating. And what do you tell your family members and friends when they want to get a gun? What do you tell them, sir?
Well, for instance, my son, my daughter's a really good shot. We practice a lot, two or three times a month we get out.
Nice.
My daughter's actually she's a better shot than I am.
Nice.
But if you've never handled a weapon in your life, there's a gun range up here in Cranberry that you can go over there and they'll let you shoot every weapon they have over there. You don't have it's the best thing to do is go see if it's a good fit for you because it's not a good fit for everybody. When you think about it too, Marty, when you fire that weapon, I still remember firing it the first time at 22 when I was a kid. My dad took me out.
Yep.
My heart was beating through my chest.
That's right.
You just can't pull this thing out and start shooting.
No, you can't.
It's a lot of training and a lot of practice to put into it.
Think about Jimmy Clare. If you sign up with him, you got to train for months to drive a damn car. And what scares the hell out of me, my brother, is that people just go out buying a gun and stuff it in their purse. Seriously.
Well, that's in most cases, Marty. If that weapon ever came out of that purse, that person might end up hurting an innocent bystander. That's the scariest part.
It is. Jimmy Clare, thank you, sir. It's a great phone call.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.